Welcome to Passage to Profit, the road to entrepreneurship, where we talk with celebrities and entrepreneurs about their stories and their business ventures.
And now it is time for Secrets of the Entrepreneurial Mind. So I am going to start with Kevin Cerace. Kevin, what is a secret you can share with our audience?
My biggest secret is in my upcoming book called The Joy Success Cycle, and it is to take every task and make every task a joy moment. Every task. I don't care if it's firing someone. I don't care if it's dealing with a rough customer or a rough situation. Everything can be a learning moment. It can be a joy moment. And the more joy you bring to every task, the more successful you will be.
Excellent. Okay, Tyler Dunnigan, what is a secret you can share?
You have to stay curious. When you're open-minded in every situation, every scenario, that's how you innovate. If you don't stay curious, you're going to get closed-minded, repeat results, and it's not going to be that great. Stay curious.
Love that. Jen Millard, what's your secret?
Well, I think you have to have resilience and bravery, because I never hear no. I just hear not right now, right? So you have to have that persistence and that resilience to hear no 1,000 times and to believe in what you're building with facts and with data, but really to be brave enough to execute it.
Excellent. And Richard Gearhart, what is your secret?
I'm going to say stay up to date on what's going on in your industry. Well, we were at PodFest last week, which is a big conference of podcasters, in case you haven't heard of it. A lot of people talking a lot, for sure. But one of the great things about going to the conference is really hearing about all the new technologies, the new approaches, and then taking that information back and incorporating it into our content generation, right? So, you know, staying on top of your industry is so important. And there's so many tools now coming out, like AI tools, for example, that we were talking about that really make a difference. And by staying on top, you are also keeping yourself competitive. And so the businesses that want to continue, they want to succeed and grow, need to know what's going on in their industry, what their competitors are doing, and what leverage is available from new technologies.
That is a really good one. And mine is going to be, don't just take an answer from one of the LLMs, ChatGPT or Perplexity or Claude or Google Gemini. Don't just take their first answer, because sometimes they'll say they can't do it. And then you can just keep digging deeper. So I'm very analytical. I ask a lot of questions. So I just keep asking and asking and asking and asking in different ways. And eventually they will cough up the answer. And then the other thing, if you're just getting new with these AI tools, what I think is the very best thing about using these tools above all is it never treats you like you asked a stupid question. So you can ask as many idiotic, stupid questions as you want, and it will never treat you like you're stupid. And in fact, it may say, oh, that's a good question.
Yeah, if you're talking with ChatGPT, it's like they have a very optimistic view of whatever you're doing.
Yes.
But it's nice. I mean, I get these dopamine hits from ChatGPT, right? It's like I type in the query and then it says, yes, that is an excellent question. Yeah, I get better strokes from ChatGPT than just about anywhere. So
stop asking it if it loves you, because, oh, don't do that all day. I'm telling you that ask your wife, do not ask ChatGPT. It'll always love you back.
So that's great. That's it for us.